Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The latest expansion in Kendall Square in Cambridge starts today. Novartis is breaking ground on a biotech campus. With more than 500,000 square feet of labs and offices, the new facility will be the global headquarters for the company's biomedical research. Novartis joins Google, Pfizer, Microsoft, and other major companies in Kendall Square. As WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch tells us in the first of two reports, that's presenting some challenges for Greater Boston's tech landscape.
Healy Jones has got a dog problem. Two of them, actually. There's the Chihuahua, Scooter, Copper's the Mutt. They're office dogs, which is fine, except that Jones is now looking for a new office to lease in Kendall Square. And he's not getting a straight answer.
What is the building dog friendly?
Dog friendly, I'm not sure. That's something I would have to check on.
Okay. Same story at the next place.
Is this a dog friendly building?
That's a good question. I haven't had that one yet. Okay. Get back to on that one.
It's dawning on Jones that dogs are going to be a problem. He explains his dilemma on the way over to the next space. Jones is the co-founder of an internet startup called Office Drop. It provides online storage services for some really big companies.
So the big companies like the fact that we're small and nimble, and I think they like the idea that we are a little different like that, just different than them. I mean, it's, I think, pretty standard for startups to have dogs or something a little quirky in them. So I think they appreciate that quite a bit.
What they don't appreciate, though, is the shabby building that Office Drop currently calls home. It's on a dirt road tucked behind the Alewife tea stop. Doesn't exactly impress the suits who stop in to hash out deals. That's why this internet startup wants a Kendall Square address.
And then this could be where your breakout room is. You could have your foosball table, kitchenette.
It's at the third place to rent, the one closest to the Kendall tea stop, that Healy Jones and his agent finally get a straight answer.
Do you know if they're dog friendly in this building?
No.
They're not. Definitely not.
The reason is simple. No landlord needs to accommodate any pooches, because if Office Drop doesn't sign a lease, guaranteed somebody else will.
What's happening in Kendall Square today is that the inn is full.
Tim Rowe is the president of the Kendall Square Association. He also runs the Cambridge Innovation Center, a startup incubator at Kendall. And from his office on the 14th floor, he can look out on the new corporate campuses that big drug companies are building. He can see all the office space that Microsoft and Google and Amazon are gobbling up. Kendall, he says, is known for its entrepreneurial energy. Now it's evolving into a center for corporate innovation.
We will see more and more global company presence here. What does that mean for startups? Startups are going to have to compete with very well-heeled demand for the space around us.
The supply is really marginal in reality. These tenants are fighting over the same space.
Don Domoretsky with the commercial real estate brokerage Jones Lang LaSalle says rents are rising fast. Lab space is up more than 10% from a year ago. Domoretsky is standing at a building site outside Kendall. The construction company Skanska is putting up 123,000 square feet of lab space.
I'm Sean Hurley. I'm an executive vice president at Skanska. We're at 152nd Street. This is the location of our new speculative lab project. Speculative means we didn't have any tenants when we started.
That's almost unheard of in today's tight credit market. Skanska is spending $70 million to build this without any tenants lined up to move in. And it's supposed to be done in October, but Hurley is not worried.
Even if you think of the high cost of the real estate in this area, you know, all these firms still find it necessary to be here. And so that's really why we built the building.
The rising demand for space is forcing many companies to move out, including the one right across the street.
Johnny Cupcakes in Highland Capital. Shoot to Kill in Cambridge Innovation.
It's the last day at the office for Scavenger. The mobile payment company is leaving in style as its lease runs out. It's holding a paintball tournament.
Fire's up! Fire's up!
pink splats plaster the whiteboards that used to show sales targets and concepts for new smartphone applications. It's a fun way to go out for Michael Hagan, the company's chief operating officer, but it's also bittersweet.
Kendall was great to us.
Hagan wanted to keep Scavenger in Kendall. Instead, it's moving down the red line to downtown Boston.
Unfortunately, our needs from space and just what we could find in the time we needed it, there was nothing over here that could accommodate. So we got a great deal in Boston, and the space is amazing. The views are amazing. It's going to be conducive to grow from, you know, the 130 we have now to 1,000. So it's going to be great.
While Scavenger is moving out of Kendall Square, Office Drop was able to land a place to move into next month, that third space in Kendall they looked at, the one that said definitely no to dogs in the office. Co-founder Healy Jones says there was a bidding war for the lease. Office Drop ended up paying 20% more than the landlord had been asking.
That's pretty crazy. The price, if we had been just a few weeks earlier, we probably would have gotten this space and saved maybe $30,000 or $40,000 a year on rent, right? That's a lot of money.
You might imagine there wasn't a lot of room to negotiate to bring the company dogs, but Jones and his fellow employees are holding out hope.
And we do think that we're going to be able to work them over on the dog situation. We think that Scooter and Copper will eventually be allowed in the building. It could just be a pipe dream, but that's what we're thinking.
Entrepreneurs are known for their optimism.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Yeah. He's friendly.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.